Record. There we go. This is Parshat Tetzaveh. As Sidney Reshefsky says, it's the big day for Aaron, right? Big day, Kahuna. It's a big day. Okay. and for your email, I get to say any pun I want. But last week talked about the crowns in the Mishkan. Aaron, on the Mizbeach, on the Shulchan.
Right.
And someone pointed out that the Kohen Gadol had a little crown. The Kohen Gadol actually wore, as part of the Bidikuna, had a crown. I'm going to call that crown. And that's this parchment talks about dressing him, Lakata Begadim, you telling Moshe, you will take all this clothing, you bash at Aaron, and you'll dress Aaron. Et haketonet, the tunic, bet ha-me'il, and the korat, rob on top of it, ha-ephod, the ephod. Me'il
Breastplate?
ha-ephod. What? I'm
No, the
sorry?
choshen is the breastplate. The
Right.
ephod is what?
Ephod is
The
the apron part.
headpiece? Oh,
No,
the
ephod is the
apron.
apron
Yeah.
that goes underneath there. The me'il ha-ephod, the robe that was tied by the ephod, bet ha-choshen on the breastplate. And you will belt it together with the belt of the ephod. With the okay, there's a belt on the ephod. But sometimes it's nefer. I'll show you. Put the turban on his head. And you'll put the holy crown on his head. What's the holy crown? That is, Rashi
Wait,
says,
Nezer is a crown?
Nezer is a
Nezer is
crown.
not a, what's a nose ring?
Nezem with a mem.
Oh. Nezer. Atara.
I was
There are a
actually
lot of
going to look
words for
at,
crown.
yeah, I was going to look at that. Keter isn't, let me actually, give me a second now. Let me a minute. Anyway, I don't know if Keter doesn't come up. Nezer is you talking about the bracha to Yosef is the Nazir Achav, the Nazir is called that because he has the Nazir of him, the crown of heaven, Keter, Atzeret, and Nazir. So the Keter as crown only appears in only appears in Esther. So it's a late word.
Oh.
The word as a verb, it simply means to surround. Sorry.
Wait, when you don't talk to the mic, I don't hear
Right. Oh,
you.
that's right.
Okay.
It's a sensitive mic. It's a directional mic.
Oh.
The word keter as a meaning as a noun meaning crown only appears in Esther.
Oh.
As a verb, it means to surround. Chavakuk, Tehillim, be yachtiru tzadikim, surround me. So the original word is a zer or a nezer. And atara, let me look at this one, is ayin tet. So the Torah word, so you turning net keter, the noun, into a verb, into a keter, the verb, into a noun is later. And atara is pretty common. Atara is a keter. Shir Shirim, Yeshaya, yeah, and atara is not used in the Torah either. That's all in Nach. So that. Nezer is the Torah word. Okay, but Rashi says that the Nezer is the Nezer Kodesh Zehatzitz. That's called when it's
Tits.
actually describing this, called the Tzitz. I should bring a picture of the.
Tits. Tzitzit. Tits.
Tzitz.
Don't know that word.
Tzadi Yud Tzadi. Let's get an image. Here we go.
They don't have crowns, they have turbans.
Yeah, so let's go. Okay, so this is from the Machon Hamikdash. It's just a head plate. It's not a whole
Oh,
crown.
I see.
The
There it
gold
is.
head plate right there. Okay, So we look at the inside when it says it, when it describes building it, it says source three, Vasita tzitzah and you make a tzitz. We'll have to see what tzitz means. Out of pure gold, bitachta olav, and you'll carve it if you chotam. And carving Kodesh Lashem, it'll, it says Kodesh Lashem in there. You can't see it. It says that.
Oh.
Kodesh Lashem on this head plate. Some Tov Til Techelet, and you'll have a Techelet ribbon around it. Vayal Mitznefet, that'll tie it onto the Mitznefet. Al Mul Panei Mitznefet, yeah, it will be opposite the hole, the Mitznefet, which is the turban. So it's going kind of in front of there. Now, this is a little bit. Way the Gemara describes it, it's got space there because on weekdays he would wear his tefillin there too.
Oh.
He'd still be wearing tefillin, so you got a little space between the top of the turban and the tzitz. The El Metzach Aaron, and it will be on Aaron's forehead. V'nasa Aaron et Avon Kodeshim, and there, and Aaron will thereby carry the sin of the Kodeshim, of the sacrifice, that Bnei Israel will sanctify, all their gifts to the Beit HaMikdash, and it should be on his forehead forever, Ratzon Lahem, so that it should find favor with them, with Hashem, before God. That's
Wow.
the Nezer, that's the crowd as it sits. And they all, they're all they all have symbolic meaning, and Gemara goes into what these all things mean, right? So it's the whole point of having all this stuff is to have symbolic meaning. So the tzitz mechaper azut panim. The tzitz was there to forgive, to achieve forgiveness for arrogance, for haughtiness, azut panim, or azut metzach is the usual term, and because it says tzitz ketiyah b'yal metzach arum, that's what metzach your forehead means. It says, and you were as arrogant as the Metzach of a harlot. Metzach meaning arrogance. So this tzitz will be on the Metzach of Aaron, so it will achieve, you will be forgiven through it for your arrogance. But the pasuk doesn't say anything about arrogance per se. It says, L'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem, right? They will have an asar on Avona Kadashim. Talking about the sin of the Kodesh, and that will be there for Ratzon. So the Gemara says that there was a halachic purpose for the tzitz. Different Gemara and Yuma that goes into the details of this. Hashma, Alma Hayam Hatzitz says it was for the Ratzon. What was the tzitz there? What Ratzon did it create? So Al Adam Babasar Balachelev Shenitma. Offering sacrifices that became tame, you can't do it. But if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, then it was okay. And that's ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezi, ben b'omid, ben ratzon, ben b'yachad, ben b'tzibur. The tzitz was offered legitimacy to tame karbanot. And it says l'ratzon lahem, which is a specific meaning, which means that the karban is valid. It takes. It counts. You brought a karban chatat. Because you did a sin, but you were a tameh, you didn't know about it, or if you didn't know about it, it's tameh. If the Kohen Gadol had a tzitz, then it was still okay. That's the meaning of the word let's say.
For who? For him? For
For
him
the
to do it?
person bringing the karban.
A regular
Regular
person.
person, right? Yeah, this is his the Kohen, part of the whole Kohen Gadol's job is to, since
Oh.
we got to deal with tumah happens, we're not going to say go back and do it again. You,
Oh.
ordinary person, it's now okay. That's the idea of, that's what ratzon means. Means okay, and that's give me a beginning of description of korban by yikra that if you could bring a cow, it should be male, unblemished. Bring it to the omoed yakriboto lirtzono Hashem, and as they say, lirtzono means kdeishia ratzui lefanav. That's what ratzon means. It's a valid korban. So when the Kohen Gadol wears a tzitz, the carbon of the people would be acceptable b'dieved, even if they're a tameh. It shouldn't be tameh, but if you did it, that's it was okay, and it only applies to tumah, not to other things that might make the carbon pasul. The Gemara says that. Meitfei will ask the question. B'nasa Aaron et Avona Kodashim. Aaron will bear the sin of the of the holy things of the Karbanot. What avon? What sin are we talking about? Im avon pigol. If you're talking about pigol of planning to eat it outside the specified time. The pasuk about pigol says pigol lo yeratzeh. Explicitly, it is not yeratzeh. It doesn't count. Im avon natar. I'm talking about actually leaving it over. Says the same thing. Lo yechashev. It doesn't count. So the Torah concludes the only thing that it accounts for is Tuma.
Okay.
I get that. I have a loophole. So why is Tuma different? And then why we can connect that to the tzitz. So the Gemara, this is Menachos, says, Ha, eno nose ela avon Tuma. It only serves to alleviate the sin of Tuma, Shehutra Mechlal B'tzibur, because there's a rule by Tuma. Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. I mean, if the whole community is Tame, then you can bring Karbanot anyway.
Oh. Like
okay,
today.
Sort of as soon as it becomes the majority of the community is Tame, then we don't worry about Tuma at all. So there's an argument you can bring Karbanot nowadays. That becomes one of the big questions about Hanukkah. Why do they need to get a pure cruse of oil? Because the halacha technically is if they were all tameh, tumah hutra b'tzibur, they could have lit the menorah with a tameh oil.
Oh.
Okay. So that the fact that they had to work so hard to find one that was still pure, you didn't really need that. That's the question for Hanukkah.
What's the answer?
That there was something special about it, you know, that they didn't need the nis. You know, they used the pure one first, fine. And if they used it burned out, they opened it and they needed one for the next day, it would have been okay. The fact that it lasted was a sign from Hashem that they had found favor with Hashem. It was a nis as a sign. It wasn't critical to the operation of the Beit Hamikdash.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and the Hakad Yitzchak Rav Huttner goes into that a lot, that the nes was the victory and the nes pach Hashemen was kind of the sign from God that this was still a time of miracles. But Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but it has this kula there. So that's why Guru Arye explains it. Ratzor Adam B'Chelev Shekarbu B'Tumah, that the tzis comes to forgive Tumah. Menachah, the Gemara Menachah, Perak Komets, Mefarish Taima, explains the reason. My Shana Avon Zeshal Tuma. Why is Tuma different from other Sulim, for which there's no Yeratze? If you do it wrong, it doesn't count. You got to do the bring another carbon. Because it's Tahar, because by Tzibor it would be Tahar. Perush, Sheish Betuma Tzadkal, that the Isser of bringing a Tame carbon has this side that's a Kula in it. Because if it was part of a tzibur, then it would be okay. That if the whole community is impure, then we push off this whole issue of impurity and we bring the carpet anyway. And we go ahead and do the avoda betuma.
What's the main tuma thing? Dead people, like dead bodies.
Right. It connects
the main one.
That was the right that connection to death and thereby to Tzarat. And
So it wasn't inevitable that everyone would be tummy. I mean, it wasn't, you wouldn't assume that everyone would be tummy. It's
no,
only,
this was a detail of the halakha that if it would happen.
If it would happen, okay.
Yeah, right. And the Gemara talks about, well, you know, or if they were the majority of the Kohanim were tummy. Or the animals were, became tame.
Oh,
for some reason, then you still could bring the carbon out.
But it wasn't like everybody was always tame and yes tame, no tame, tame tame.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty. I mean, I don't know how common it was. I mean, people die.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Right.
And it was probably a lot more common. There's an interesting comment in the Ibn Ezra, if we try to find where it was, about how every child knows what a dead body looks like.
Oh.
For the Ibn Ezra, that was much more common to actually experience that. Nobody experiences death now because everyone A, babies will survive, Baruch Hashem, and B, death happens in hospitals far away from anybody's sight. But okay, so we're not going to deal with that. But what I think what it is that the tzitz makes each individual halakhic equivalent to the tzibur as a whole. So as long as the kohen has a tzitz on, then you are a tameh. But okay, tumah tzibur, you're a tzibur. So now that's your tzad kula there. We now apply it to you. Your carbon is now good. There's another aspect of tzitz, which is vayal mitzchot tamid, the ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem. It has to be on his forehead always. So the question, what does always mean? What does tamid mean? Because it can't mean literally always. And it's the Gemara, Pid Omer, odel al mitzcho meratzeh, ein odel mitzcho ein meratzeh. That if he's got to be wearing it for this to happen, doesn't wear it, it doesn't count. Amar le Rabbi Yishimon says, no, that can't be right. Kohen gadol biyom kippurim yochiach. Now, Kohen Gadol does all this complicated avodah on Yom Kippur, and that proves that the tzitz doesn't, he doesn't have to be wearing the tzitz. She'eino
He
deo amitzchah.
doesn't.
No, because we'll talk about that. Because for Yom Kippur avodah, he's wearing different set of clothing.
Even the tip, even the hat.
Right. The only thing he just wears the straight white. We'll look at that. Right. And still meratzeh, still presumably the story happens. But that's the irony that on Yom Kippur, when you think you would need the Ratzon Lehem Lifnei Hashem the most, the Kohen doesn't wear the tzitz. Okay? That's Rashi says that Yom Kippurim is not Eino al Mitzcho, B'Shat Avodat Hayom Pepinimi. When he goes into the Mikdash, he changes clothes and he's just wearing straight white. She'eino Nichnas Lifnim B'Bigdei Zahav, he doesn't wear any of the gold. And description in Parashat Acharei, when talking about that, when it says he has to wear a ketonet bad, he wears a linen tunic, wears plain clothes, white, no decoration. Magid she'eino mishamish lifnim b'shmona begadim. He doesn't wear the full clothes. He just wears the regular. It's even just a white belt. Everything's white. He's wearing a regular kohen garments for on Yom Kippur. He doesn't wear the shmona begadim. Shu mishamish b'hen b'chutz. That's the ones he wears when he's outside the kodesh kodeshim. Sheish behem zahav, because those ones are made out of gold. The shmona begadim, including the tzitz. V'she ein kategor na'aseh sanagor, because the prosecutor cannot become a defense attorney.
The gold of the eagle.
Right. So that's the way the Gemara looks at it, that you don't wear gold because it's too reminiscent of the gold eagle and the problems that Bnei Israel had. So you should be purely dressed in white. He wears the four linen garments that a regular kohen wears. Rukula and shalbutz, they're all made out of linen. So in Yom Kippur, lifnei v'lifnim, he doesn't wear the tzitz.
Right. So, what does always mean?
What is always?
What
So
does
the Gemara
tamid
goes in more on that, and there's more idea of always. Tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. My tamid, right? What does it always mean? Ilema tamid al mitzcho. If you say he has to keep it always on his forehead, how could that be possible? When would we find such a thing? Milo bai me'il lebet kisei. Doesn't he have to go to the bathroom sometimes? It's got to change.
but it's on his
Well,
head.
yeah, presumably he's got to take all these are whole. You wouldn't wear your towels to fill in the bathroom either.
Also, you have to change it. You have to
Right.
take it off
Take it off, right?
sometimes.
Yeah. So he's taking it. So it's not tamid as always. He's taking it off. Umilo by minim. Doesn't he have to sleep sometimes? Right. So he's taking it. He's changing. He's not going to wear this 24/7. That's a big deal. So obviously it
We're
can't be that.
talking about just the tits, the
Yeah, talk
crown.
about the tits, but right. We're assuming he's not going to wear it. The Gemara at least says that doesn't make any sense. He's wearing it all the time. I mean, besides the Yom Kippur, which has its own halakha, don't do
It
it.
just
He just.
doesn't daily life, right?
Right. This is the uniform for when he's doing the avoda. He goes out, goes out to eat with his family. He's not wearing the bidik. Ella tamid meratzelo ritzehu says no. It always serves for this ritzui. Whether it's wearing it or not, just having it is enough. But tamid shlo yasiach dato mimenu. But tamid here means that he should always be thinking about it. It's got to be in his mind. Okay, if it's the Kohen Gadol is thinking about the meaning of the tzitz, then the ritzui happens. As the Kitab Kabbalah says, "She'ena v'libo tamid al godel kedushat Hashem." This means the Kohen Gadol, when he's doing the avoda, needs to be focused. His eyes, his heart, need to be always on the greatness of the Kodesh Hashem. That's what's written on there, Kodesh Hashem. Shenaso Rosho, that he's wearing this on his head. By yasiach dato, without being distracted, mimenalalam ever. You gotta stay focused.
What's
Umlitzat
that word?
Dayalmas.
What's the word
What?
yesiach?
Yasiach dat is a halachic expression for being distracted.
Oh.
So that when you, right, that's why you don't talk after washing. Because interrupting is a hesach hadat.
Do you know the word yesiach? And then
What does
another
it literally mean? Let's see. Talk. I mean,
yesiach, siach. I don't know the word.
as yeah, it's a Google Translate just says to be distracted. Okay, so Melitza, Baya al Mischo, and the expression of Baya al Mischo will be on his forehead is like, Yom, Al-Lubavecha, right? It's on your heart, it's feeling on your between your eyes, on your arm. Yeah, I mean, for the tefillin, it has to be literally there, but what it means is you need to be thinking about it. Al mitzcho, the issue is not so much that it's on your literally on his forehead, but it should be in his mind at all times. As you know, simat halev, right? That it should be that you should pay attention to verim on these things, vashgacha, to be deep, just constantly be focused. Don't forget them.
Yeah, except it doesn't say tamid there. The thing is here, it says tamid.
Yeah. So that is, so we're saying that that Hashem is al levavcha, is we're supposed to pay attention to it, but that's why we don't wear tefillin all the time, because we can't pay attention all the time. The Kohen Gadol's job is to be paying attention, to be focused.
I mean, this is just not a good proof because it
No, he's
doesn't
just talking
say.
about the metzah. He's talking about the al metzcho.
Oh,
Is it
oh, oh,
parallel to
oh.
al levavcha?
Oh, I
Yeah,
see.
on your
Okay.
head is an as an as a melitza, as an
Yeah.
idiom. Is not talking, it's not that's not he's not talking about the tamid part, he's talking about what mitzvah means to be focused.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's what it means. So as long as the Kohen Gadol is thinking about Kodesh Hashem, it has the effect of Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon Hamafne Hashem, the Tumas Hutra, the Tzitzit is a symbol, and presumably doesn't need it necessarily on Kippur, because on your Kippur you're focused enough. The physical symbol isn't necessary. The Halakha says it's okay, you're in there with Nevin and hopefully your mind's in the right place. And if not,
I
you're one
see,
of the dead
yeah.
Kohanim. That's a separate story. So let's put the pieces together. So the tis comes to atone for azut metzach, for arrogance.
Okay.
Okay, it comes to atone for tumah kadoshim by treating an individual as part of its tzibur. So that goes together. Because arrogance is the feeling that I'm not part of the tzibur, I'm better than everybody else. Okay, so if I can get rid of my arrogance, then I'm part of the tzibur, that I can be part of this, and therefore my tumah is hutra there. Okay, that the pagam in the karban is if I have this azut metzach, I'm better than everybody else. I'm not part of the tzibur, and I can't get close to Hashem. Karban, that's what karban is. I'm getting close to Hashem. I can't do that on my own. I need to be part of the tzibur. And what does the tzitz do about that? What does the tzitz mean? It means to look at. Okay, the crown is there to be looked at, right? By the people, to know, okay, that's Kodesh LaShem. It's on there, and the pasuk is Domeh Dodi L'Tzvi Ol Efer Ha'alim. You know the pasuk from Shir HaShirim. My beloved is like a gazelle or a deer. Hineze Omed Achar Katlano. He stands behind the wall. Mashgiach Min HaChalanot, looking through windows. Mitzitz Min HaRachim,
Right,
peering between the
Meitzit.
lattices.
Okay, that's the word. Meitzit. That's a
Mitzitz.
modern word. So nothing to do with tzitzit, right?
Ah, no. Tzitzit presumably also from the same thing, that you read
Oh, you
Tambam and
see it?
you will say if there are fringes to be seen.
Oh, is that what tzitzit means? I mean,
One of the explanations, there's an expression in Yechezkel of Tzitzit Rosho, which means like your, so the fringes of your hair. So the question is that
oh,
figurative from
fringes.
tzitzit of that on your clothing. I would go that Yechezkel is using tzitzit rosho as hair being the equivalent taken from tzitzit, as fringe of the garment, which comes from the expression of they're there to be looked at. Explicitly says that, right? Ritam bam, that you're supposed to look at tzitzit, and the tail reminds you of the mitzvot. So tzitzit are the part of your clothing that's supposed to be looked at. Similarly, the tzitzit is meant to be looked at. But you're seeing is not necessarily with the eyes. So this Kabbalah continues when I talk about the tzitz. Shem tzitz nigzar min mitzitz mercharachim. Okay, the word tzitz comes from this peeking out from the lattice. It's a matter of looking at. It's when you squint your eyes. Kedela rod hadavar hitev, see something well. Adashel nishar hitgalut ha'ayin rak b'miktzat, that you only see the one thing. You're focusing on one little thing. That's what tzitz is. We met nigzar shem tzitz shel big dekuna. That's where we get the word tzitz. The kahuna hayu tas munach b'gavah harosh. That is a article of jewelry that is on the top of his head. They call mistaklim bo. Everyone can look at it. Yotena chalim. Even more than
that. What is that word? Tas.
A tas is an article of jewelry. That's Aramaic, but it does come up a lot. See, I'm gonna get a good proof of it again.
It's to fly, right? Latus.
Tas means fly, or a plate.
A plate.
Or a tray, or platter. Okay. So I guess in terms of the head plate.
Yeah.
Tas rosh. Oh, of course, a fly head. But no, it's a head plate. Amunach begova wrote on the head. Everyone's looking at it. It's better to say lomar. It's not really talking about the physical looking at it. Rak al Hashem histaklut haruchanit. It's the internal looking at it, right? It's a spiritual sense, a mental looking at it. Machshavi, the mental state. Asher kohen gadol muzhar alav biyoter, that the kohen gadol is warned. Benaso nezer shem elokim on rosho, he's wearing the crown of God on his head. Shliyasiach dato, there's your expression again. He shouldn't lose focus. Shum devar ba'olam ki im bevrim k'toshim elokim, to the holy things. So he's got it. It's a tzitz for him. He's got to be focused on it. It's tzitz for everybody else. They're watching him. So the Or HaChaim explains what Kodesh Lashem. Engraved on the tzitz is the expression Kodesh Lashem. What does that mean? That you're, the Kohen Gadol is focusing on it. People are supposed to be focusing on that. Tzarech Ladat. You need to know. Ma'in Yagidu Bet Tevot Ela. What are these two words telling us? Kodesh Lashem. That's what causes Ratzon, that the Korban would be acceptable. The word Kodesh Lashem, Kodesh means Israel. But Israel are the holy ones. And they belong to Hashem. That the community of Israel, that's called holy, Him Lashem, Choshukim, Dvukim, Meshubadim, we are dedicated. Serving Hashem. That's what Kodesh Hashem is, that we're here to serve Hashem. That's what Kodesh Hashem we sowed, and this is what is what it means when it says Ani Lidodi Bazet, right? I belong to. It's Kodesh Hashem is Ani Lidodi. I belong to my beloved. Bazet Yitra said Dodi Li, and therefore my beloved will find favor with me. That's Hashem will find favor with us. So the crown Kohen Gadol says Knesset Yisrael is Kodesh Hashem, and he has to focus on that, and everyone has to focus on that. That's what we need to do, is focus.
So it was printed on the crown.
Right, carved into it, yeah.
And the word Hashem was the Yud Kei Vav Kei?
Yud Kei Vav Kei, right. So the Gemara describes it. It was written kind of in two lines, and I'm machloket about how exactly it was written, but it was the Yud Kei Vav Kei written on there. You saw him standing there watching everything. Let me see if I'm... Sorry.
I mean, it evokes the whole thing about the Kadashim, that they're talking about the Karbanot, and it's all.
Yes, but the Kodesh here, so is an abstract. It's not talking about the Avodah. He's saying it's talking about Bnei Yisrael, the Kodesh here. Not okay. Yeah. And so that we learn from this. Focusing on Kodesh Hashem, we learn a halacha, and that's about tefillin.
Oh,
Okay, so I know if you put tefillin on or not, that's a whole separate question. But
I do not.
yeah. The Amar Rabba Baruch Varhuna, Chayav Adam Lamashmish, the tefillin b'chol shash v'shah. A person has to just make sure your tefillin are in place all the time. In the sense of mashmesh here is just to be aware of it. Stay focused on your tefillin, which is why the halacha doesn't say anything about wearing tefillin during davening. You should wear tefillin all the time. We don't because we don't stay focused on it. Halacha is just do it in these limited period, this limited period of time, do it once a day, and that's it. But hopefully you're staying focused. Kalvachomer mitzitz, and there's a kalvachomer from the tzitz itself. Tzitz has Hashem's name once. From a Torah al mitzvot tamid, shelo yasiach da tovi meno, the idea that has, you have to stay focused on the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol stays focused on the tzitz all the time. The tefillin, sheyesh ba'az karat harbeh, but you're wearing the tefillin that has Hashem's name mentioned multiple times, achat b'kama b'kama, obviously so much more, you need to stay focused on it. And this is a summary from you see the Haaretzion, Kamor. Tzitz
Oh.
So on the tzitz is carved the words Kodesh Lashem. Masbir Aruch Chaim HaKodesh. The Aruch Chaim told us, Ki Kodesh Hem Yisrael, Jikru Kodesh. That's what symbolized. Lashem Inyano, Ki Anu Musarim Mutanim Rakei Lav, that we literally belong to. We are Kodesh to Hashem, dedicated to Hashem. The point that is made by this is called Ratzon Yisrael. Every all of our desires, our existence is for the sake of God. When we like define that the aim of a person is the soul, this one thing, Hashem, belong to Hashem. We can understand that's not necessarily literally in your mind all the time. I can't focus on that all the time. It's just, I know that's my overall goal if I ever thought about it. Magameha brura, this clear aim, yishum hamasi, it overshadows the practical state at all times. In other words, I can't literally be focused on that all the time. But knowing that that's my goal, I know in general, whenever I'm thinking about it, that's what I'm thinking about. When God dol eno masiach et dato me'avodah Yisrael and Kodesh Hashem, so Kohen Gadol symbolizes that the Bnei Yisrael are all thinking about God, or they should be thinking about God. How they have this one purpose. The Kohen Gadol stays focused on that. V'zikron ze atzmo me'orer alehem zochut, and that fact that Kohen Gadol doing it is enough to bring the zochut for everyone else. So that's what it symbolizes, the fact that we are all Kodesh Hashem. We're all thinking about that at all times. At least we should be. Just symbolizes that we're all part of this. Again, we're all part of this community. That's the key part of the tzitz. And we quoted that before, that when you're wearing tefillin, you can't lose focus on that. Gemara Mosifa. Whereas that we learn this in the Kalvachomer, imatzitz she'ein bo azkarachat, and tefillin shemilaleot azkarot ein bezeh. We certainly need to be focused on the tefillin, just like on the tzitz. Nimse shelachol yis echam Yisrael yesh et tzitz. That every Jew has the ability to wear the tzitz. Mayim matar tzitz laskilo fanav Yisrael achudim bo. The purpose of the tzitz is to remember to bring to remind Hashem, as it were, that Yisrael are united for the sake of God. Even if sometimes, we think of other things, still, that's really our focus, serving Hashem. So, wearing by wearing tefillin, we do the same thing. We express the fact that really we're doing this all the time. We're only putting this on one moment because the we're just human and we can't stay focused all the time on this. But our real goal is serving Hashem. That when we're wearing it, we should stay focused. So when we put tefillin on, we are in effect saying, Yavor Aleinu Mashiach, Yavor, whatever happens, Anu Kor Kshurim Udevukim Bo Yivarach, we're tied to Hashem.
Oh, I never thought of that. So you're tying, right?
Right. Symbolic,
That's
right. So that's symbolic. That's why
it.
that's his point. You're
Oh.
symbolically tying to Hashem because that's what it's there for. As it's, and it has this essential Shem Hashem, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is written in it.
Kishartem
Harbeh. And so he focused,
la'ot.
and that's.
I never thought of that. Ukishartem la'ot. That's what all this tying is, right? The knots and
Yeah.
the leather straps and oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
And
So yeah, so
Totefillin, I already know.
if you're gonna wear tefillin, it's gotta be with absolute focus.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're missing the point. Okay, so the term for the tefillin Rosh, which is totafot, actually means tzitz. Right? It says kshatem lo'ot will be a sign on your arm. But
Yeah.
you totafot be'enach. What's a totafot? What's a totefet?
I don't know. They don't know what it means, right?
Right, it's
I
always used in the
mean,
sense of a front plate, like a nose plate there. Okay, the Gemara in Avot in Mishnah and Shabbos talks about what you can carry, what counts as jewelry, right? And it says, "B'ma isha yotze, ma isha eni yotze." If you try to carry on Shabbos, what counts as jewelry that you can wear? You wear, you should take it off and show it off. But she does say among the things that listed, it says lo b'totefet.
oh, I
You're
didn't
not
know
supposed to
that.
wear a totefet outside on Shabbos. It's not going to stay
Oh,
on, whatever
wow.
the reason there. And the Rambam explains the Mishnah totefet hutzitz. That's the same
Oh.
thing. Where the tzitz, that thing is a totefet. That is a picture of a totefet. A tzitz metzach me, right? It's a head plate that'll go around the top of the head. A tiara. So, we don't wear tefillin all the time. With the Kohen Gadol, it's a thought that counts. Okay, you stay focused on the fact that we are a single community. That's the key of the tzitz, that we are in this together,
Right.
and that we're all dedicated kodesh to Hashem. Those two things go together. That's not just that we're a tzibur, but we're a tzibur kodesh la Hashem, holy to Hashem, and that's what makes the tzitz work. And then we are all part of the community. Therefore, we don't have that arrogance. We're mechaper al azut metzach. We're mechaper al the tuma because tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and that in
Wow,
fact is our whole
nice.
role. That is our
Tie
role in the world.
all ties in, no
There you
pun
go.
intended.
There you go. So we'll play
But
because
wasn't the Kadosh Hashem someone said up there that wasn't for us, that was to remind Hashem that we're his people and be nice to us. No? Isn't that what someone said?
yes, but it works. It goes both ways.
Yeah, I guess
Yeah, I
so.
mean, right. I mean, it's that the Kohen Gadol has to be focused on it. We're supposed to see it on the Kohen Gadol too, so we're focused on it, and that will bring our zechut before Hashem. We'll see this, and it's not so much see it on the Kohen Gadol. We'll see it in us and in the Kohen Gadol that we are there, united, dedicated to Hashem, and. That's our role in the world, and we know that because there's a pasuk in Devarim. It says, the people of the world will see that the name of God is declared, is written, is declared on you, that you remember, and they will be in awe of you. Okay, and the Gemara Bracha mean ayin she tefillin oz hem Yisrael. How do we know that tefillin is the strength of Israel? That's our power. Tanya Rabbi Elazar, Agro Omer, Elu Tefillah Shel Barosh. Shem Hashem
Yeah.
Nikra Elecha is a Tefillah Shel Barosh. That is the way we are, that and what it symbolizes the way we present ourselves to
And
the
it means
world.
like they'll see you wearing your tefillin,
Literally, it
right?
means you'll see you wear a tefillin and
Right.
that, but you're in Mecca and they will be in
Right.
awe. They'll think,
Yeah.
wow, what a great people this is. So we don't do that. We don't wear tefillin in public. And again, because we're because over the centuries, we kind of reached to a halakha to decide that it's too hard to do that, to
They
keep
must have
that.
decided early on, right? Because, like in the desert, they weren't doing it all the time.
I don't know.
Well, in the pictures, they're not.
Right. When you go to the watch the movie, you don't see them wearing tefillin there. So I
Or
don't know. I
any
mean, certainly,
depiction, or any, even our
yeah. So
mental
yeah, I mean, you see
depiction.
depictions of Rashi's got tefillin on the famous picture of them, you know, sitting and learning. So you know, how often they wore tefillin, I don't know.
Right.
As a practical matter, even talking in time of Gemara when is where it discusses that we've got to be focused on it. So yeah, so I'm sure as a practical matter, you didn't wear it all the time, even though the halakha of tefillin is not inherently connected to davening.
But it doesn't say tamid.
It does
What?
not. It
Why?
just no.
Why
It
do
just
we
says
think
you.
that the halacha is wear it all the time and we don't because it's too hard?
It just
Maybe that's
v'hayu
not the
l'ta
halacha.
ukshartem la'ot al yadcha. Right. So you can read that as there's no particular
Now and
time when it's
then.
appropriate. Okay.
Right.
Right. So it's not necessarily. I mean, it's.
Right. I mean, they weren't wearing tefillin when they went to war with
No,
Amalek.
right.
I
They
don't
definitely
know
took it
that
each
they
other. And right,
weren't.
and when you again the bathroom and the going to sleep part was it just like we talked about the kids? You still took it off.
Right. And it
You took it
doesn't
off
say
that.
tamid,
I
where.
know, but it, in the descriptions of it again in the Gemara, they did wear it.
Really?
Yeah, you went out.
Maybe
We
the
were on the. You went on the
Mahadran and the
street.
Mahadran. Oh.
Yeah, we just
Interesting.
wore it all the time. It's where you know where I would wear a yarmulke.
Okay.
Yarmulke is a relatively later invention.
Yeah. So I have a suggestion to add somewhere what we said about tzitzit,
I thought
that
about
it's
that, adding
connected.
that to.
Just it could be one little, or you could just throw it in on Shabbos, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about how much time I have. Right,
Yeah.
that's the definition of tzitz is glance and tzitzit. I can add that in there.
To see and
Yeah,
one
let's
line,
go.
that's what, you know.
Let
And
me
then I
go
have a
full.
question for you. Oh, and then of course say tie up. We're going to tie this all up. Make sure you.
I do, yeah, there we go. I need to make the
Okay.
pun there. Let me see if I can
Tidbit.
grab
You know Ethan's thing about tzitzit and why when we see them we think of God's glory and creation that he
whose
created the
thing?
world. Do you know that his thing, Ethan's?
No.
That the knots, the ratio of the knotted part to the fringes are in
It
the
should be one
golden
to two.
ratio?
Oh.
No.
It's
They're
an ed.
gold. It's
It's a
the
golden
golden
ratio.
ratio. Yeah. And then the golden ratio is like amazing and all over nature. And
Yeah.
so when
Is
you
it
see the
halacha being
tzitzit, you're
okay?
reminded that, oh my God, God created this world.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway,
Okay.
but
So here's
it's a
Rashi on Basul
visual.
Tzitzit.
I
So here's
mean,
both the
well,
answers.
that it's visual to see it. Okay, where are the answers?
Okay, so assuming tzitzit is Rashi here, al shem tilim tulim ba, because of the fringes, right? As in Yecheskel yichei b'tzitzit roshi. Over
Yeah, you don't
acher, another
want that
reason,
one.
tzitzit al shem uritemoto.
That's the one you want.
Right, okay? And I'm saying that Yecheskel may well be, this use of tzitzit there may be taken from here. That it see, the word tzitzit comes to mean fringes because the tzitzit on clothing. And therefore, Yechezkel
Yeah,
is
I was
using
going to
it.
ask you that. Like you need both of them. One is to see them, but one is what were they? We know they're
Ah, well,
fringes.
you know what? Where were they? There's another term that uses calls them gedilim, where it's it was calls them fringes there. But tzitzit al shem ritemoto, that makes more kind of sense to
Fringes.
me. Let me see if
The
tzitzit.
T limb.
Yeah. All right, so the Sittik says, well, why not just call it Tilim?
Yeah.
Then the answer is, because we really want to make, right, it says, right, you add a Petil Techela, right? You are making Tzitzit that include a Petil Techela. So arguing that Tzitzit means something different from a Petil. So that's why he says that, yeah, really, you want to, it's called Tzitzit because of the seeing.
Because of the what? Seeing. Yeah.
Seeing.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to distract too much from your main theme, but it fits right in.
Yes, it means to see.
And seats, you know, it's on our mind. Seats, seat, seat, you know.
It's definitely on your mind. That's the point,
Those
right?
on my mind. It'll be
Okay.
on their minds. It'll be on their Shabbos morning minds. I have another
Okay.
question. Not related. This was good.
Okay, so I'm going to stop recording.